Chapter 18, A City of Wonders and Wickedness. The king of Babylon had beaten Nineveh, but he didn't stop with that. He wanted his Babylon to be as great as Nineveh had been. He went on conquering other lands to the left and right until Babylon, in its turn, became the leader and ruler of other countries. Was Babylon also, in its turn, to fall? As Nineveh had fallen? When at last the king of Babylon had died, he left his vast empire to his son. Now, the king's son was not called John or James or Charles or anything simple like that. It was Nebuchadnezzar. And I wonder if his father called him by that long name or shortened it to a nickname like Neb, for instance, or Chad. Or perhaps Nezar. This is the way Nebuchadnezzar wrote his name, for he used cuneiform writing. How would you like to write your name in such an unusual way? Nebuchadnezzar set to work and made the city of Babylon the largest, the most magnificent, and the most wonderful city in the world. He made the city in the shape of a square and surrounded it with a wall 50 times as high as a man. 50 times! Ooh! And so broad that a chariot could be driven along the top. And in this wall, he made 100 huge brass gates. The Euphrates River flowed under the wall, across the city, and out under the wall at the other side. Nebuchadnezzar could not find anyone in Babylon who was beautiful to be his queen. The Babylonian women must have felt pretty bad, or mad, about that. He went to Media, the country that had helped his father conquer Nineveh. There he found a lovely princess, and so he married her and brought her home to Babylon. Now, Media was a land of hills and mountains, whilst Babylon was on level ground and without even a hill in sight. Nebuchadnezzar's queen found Babylonia so flat and uninteresting that she became homesick, and she longed for her own country with its wild mountain scenery. Just to please her and keep her contented, Nebuchadnezzar set to work and built a hill for her. But the strange thing was, he built it on top of the roof of his palace. On the sides of this hill, he made beautiful gardens. And these gardens he planted not only with flowers, but also with trees, so that his queen might sit in the shade and enjoy herself. These were called hanging gardens. The hanging gardens and the tremendous walls were known far and wide as one of the 7 wonders of the world. Would you like to know what the other wonders were? Well, the pyramids in Egypt were one. The magnificent statue of Zeus at Olympia, where the Olympic Games were held, was another. So those two plus the hanging gardens makes 3. Nebuchadnezzar believed in many gods, like the ones the Phoenicians worshipped. The Jews, away off in Jerusalem, believed in one god. Nebuchadnezzar wanted the Jews to worship his gods, but they would not. He also wanted them to pay him taxes, and they would not. So he sent his armies to Jerusalem, destroyed the city, burnt the beautiful temple that Solomon had built, and brought the Jews and all their belongings to Babylon. There in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar kept the Jews prisoners. And there in Babylon, the Jews remained prisoners for 50 years. Babylon had become not only the most magnificent city in the world, it had become also the most wicked. The people of Babylon gave themselves up to the wildest pleasures. Their only thought seemed to be, let's eat, drink, and be merry. They thought nothing of the morrow. The more wicked the pleasure, the more they liked it. But although Nebuchadnezzar seemed able to do and able to have everything in the world he wanted, he finally went crazy. He thought he was a bull, and he used to get down on his hands and knees and eat grass, imagining he was a beast of the field. And Babylon, in spite of its tremendous walls and brass gates, was doomed. Babylon was to be conquered. It didn't seem possible. How could it be conquered? And who was to do the conquering? You would probably never guess.